The Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network and is supported in part by listeners like you. Become a member at WWFM.org. Thank you. This is David Dubal, and this is the show I've been waiting for, The Piano Matters. There's much to hear today in this pristine new episode. As the great English novelist, the late John Fowles, says in his incredible book, The Aristos, which is not a novel, it's just a book of quotes, he says, a more frequent vote system would not greatly alleviate the individual predicament, which is strictly a numerical one. The single vote must always count for nothing, but it is the first step towards less isolation of situations. Meanwhile, we shall remain the impotent millions. What a program I have for you, or at least I hope you'll like it. Let's begin with a celebrated movement from Mozart's Concerto No. 21, K-467. It's the lovely Andante movement with its superb arcs of melody. The player, the late Hungarian Geza Anda, who also conducts the Camerata Salzburg Orchestra. Thank you. And it was the 21st concerto by the great Mozart, the famous Andante of the magnificent 467. And what a piece, that singing cantilena. It's a true dreamlike slow movement and played very stylishly by Gesa Anda, who recorded the whole set. Listen, if you will, to these words of Longfellow. Glorious indeed is the world of God around us, but more glorious the world of God within us. There lies the land of song. There lies the poet's native land. This is David Dubal in a new edition of The Piano Matters, and I think that never in its 307-year history has the piano mattered more than now. Dino Lupazzi was a Romanian pianist. Many of us know that. His loss at age 33 was a major artistic tragedy. Few know that Lupazzi also composed. And I'd like us to listen to the fourth movement, Allegro Molto, from his concertino in the style classique, Opus 3. The pianist is Lupazzi, the composer. There is no identified conductor or orchestra, and the recording was made in 1948. Thank you. live performance from the fourth movement of Dino Lupati's Concertino for Piano and Orchestra. And although his life was cut short by leukemia, he did manage to compose some very, very fine pieces. A sonatina, in fact, for left hand alone, which is most interesting. Well, this is quite a fine piece, the concertino, full of neoclassic format, and played, as you heard, by the legendary Dino Lupati. This is The Piano Matters. Let's try to take the time, can we, in our turbulent world, to relax, to rest our weary minds in the realm of the art that all other arts aspire to. It's music. Thank goodness there is serious music for serious minds, for serious listening. Cécile Lacade is one of the stars of the pianistic firmament. In the last several years, the Filipino pianist has gone deeply into American piano music, and that's very good for American piano music. First, she made the best all-round Gottschalk recording, and recently, she brought out a CD of American piano sonatas from different eras. I think you'll enjoy the next musical offering. It's the first of a two-movement sonata by Alexander Reinagel. And he was one of the most respected musicians of the Revolutionary period, living in the then capital, Philadelphia. And he was born the year 1756. Yes, yep, Mozart was born then. And he lived till 1809. Yes, yep, Haydn died. Reinagel knew George Washington, and Washington valued Reinagel because his niece, Miss Curtis, studied piano with Alexander Reinagel. Here is Cécile Lacade in the Allegro con brio movement of the two-movement sonata in D major by Alexander Reinagel. Thank you. And so you have it there, another unknown segment of classicism. The first movement of Reinagle's Piano Sonata, played with a perfect perception of the score by Cécile Lacade. And it's on a new CD by Donnacord. Later on the Piano Matters, we'll hear again Cécile Lacade in this very special recording of American Piano Sonatas. And we'll hear, I think for the first time, any music on the Piano Matters of the very fine American composer, Elie Sigmeister. I've sometimes quoted Krishnamurti on our programs. Here he says, "When you observe without word, without name, without the form you have created about the person, in that observation, then there is no center from which you observe. Then you can find out what happens." If the great Russian pianist Emil Gilels had lived, he would have been 100 years old. What a recorded legacy he left us, so much of it of high order. On this program I have for you from a 1954 Paris recital, Gilels' live concert, in a work that there is no other recording by him, the E-flat Bagatelle by Beethoven, Opus 33, number 1. Yes, it was Beethoven, still from his early period, although it's Opus 33, and Gilels was the performer. It was the E-flat Bagatelle, and I thought it might have been, I don't know, slightly more subtly played. Gilels could be hot and cold, but mostly he was hot. And like any great artist, that happens. But it's not important what I think. It's what you think, dear listener. I've said this once before, a quote by John Fowles. At present, almost all our education is directed to two ends: to get wealth for the state and to gain a livelihood for the individual. It is therefore little wonder that society is money-obsessed, since the whole tenor of education seems to indicate that the obsession is both normal and desirable. What do you say to that? I do know that there is a place for money, and it's right here, so our beautiful station may continue to bring to you the art of music. I say art with a capital A, my friends. This is David Dubal, and it's time for a ripe and very interesting mazurka by Mili Balakirev. He wrote 13 mazurkas, but this one is in the context of a piano sonata. He was 1835, 1910, and as you may know, he's the father of what they call the Big Five or the Mighty Five, the Russian composer group. And the mazurka is the second movement of a sonata in B-flat minor, a work that Balakirev worked on and tinkered with for 30 years. It's absolutely exquisite in craft in every way. It's really something yet unknown. What is known by Balakirev these days? Well, Islamay and maybe Tamar, his symphonic poem, but that I doubt. Let's hear the man who plays it so well. I used to call him Earl the Pearl. His name is Earl Wilde. Thank you. Earl Wilde, an American pianist of high curiosity, and what a repertoire he had. In the Mazurka Movement, from Balakirev's Piano Sonata in B-flat minor. And if it was new to you, then I'm pleased, because then I can say I was the first to bring it to your ears. Why not one of Gershwin's delightful songs, Embraceable You, in an arrangement for one piano, four hands, by Percy Grainger. And it's played by Richard and John Cantaguglia, brothers who are identical twins. Ah, yes, what a melody. Those Gershwin songs live on. And Gershwin seldom fails us. It was Embraceable You in Four Hands, the piano arrangement by the inimitable Percy Grainger, and the players, the Cantaguglia brothers. This is The Piano Matters. I am David Dubal, and totally with you, and hope you had some good things this week. Maybe even a delicious hamburger. I know I did. It was a cheeseburger, actually. One must remember the good things. Who said, Earth is but the frozen echo of the silent voice of God? Next on our agenda is once again Cécile Lacade. And we heard earlier in the program a sonata by the American composer Rye Nagel from her new All-American First Sonatas, meaning the first sonata composed by the composer. Elie Sigmeister wrote five piano sonatas. I've never heard a note of any of them until I heard number one, subtitled by Sigmeister, American Sonata. It's an ingenious work full of play, lyricism, and Cécile Lacade is going to give it to us this moment, the third movement, the last movement, lusty and joyous, Sigmeister writes. Thank you. Cecile Lacaud from an intriguing Dynacord recording of American piano sonatas. She was heard in Elie Sigmeister's sonata from 1944. That was a time that many composers were writing piano sonatas. Copland had done his a little earlier, and Kirshner a little later, and Carter at that same time. Dello Gioia, it was a big moment in the piano literature for American piano sonatas. And I thank you, Ms. Lacaud, for bringing to light this really valuable find. Let's Bure time it, and let's hear Martha Argerich in the Bure 1 and 2 from the English Suite No. 2 in A minor by Bach himself. That only 14 people in the world now can do the bourré very well? I don't know, maybe 15 people can do it. I never studied the bourré, did you? Well, that was Martha Argerich dancing for us on the piano in the Bach English Suite No. 2 in A minor. No less than Galileo said, "You cannot teach a man anything. You can only help him to find it within himself." Let's move on again, Emil Gilels, and we'll hear Gilels in Shostakovich. Shostakovich was an excellent pianist himself, and he recorded all of the 24 preludes that he wrote in 1950 for the bicentennial of Bach's birthday. Well, he died in 1975 and was probably the most extensively performed of any Soviet composer. His 1951 set of 24 Preludes and Fugues, Opus 87, are his most important contribution to the piano literature, at least in my opinion. We hear Gilels in number one in C major, and when he played it, remember this, the piece was only 4 years old then.
Thank you.
From the 24 preludes of Dmitri Shostakovich, we heard the prelude and fugue number 1 in C major, performed in a live recital by Emil Gilels. Won't you please, I beseech you, join me again next week when we explore the vast range of piano music known and unknown. Charles Caleb Colton wrote this: "Wars of opinion, as they have been the most destructive, are the most disgraceful of conflicts, being appeals from right to might and from argument to artillery." This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening. The Piano Matters is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network. The associate producer and engineer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, log on to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible in part from the support of the listener members of WWFM, the Classical Network.